This is a replay of Monday Night Trivia, June 22nd, on WGN Radio. We started right at 10. If you don't hear yourself on it, it's because you didn't call, and I hope you'll rectify that soon. We're live Monday through Thursday evenings from 10 to 1 Central. Dial 888-876-5593, my toll-free number from OneVoIP. For the world's best customer service, it's OneVoIP. Check them out at the number 1-VOIP.com. You'll be really glad you did.
Direct from the edge of the lunatic fringe, it's the Raleigh James Show.
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. 3 big hours of Monday Night Trivia. Got a new question for you. Got 11 bumper stumpers. And, of course, you can always have your own category because everybody knows something about something. All right, so here we go. New question. A Spokane, Washington city detective claimed he could find out more about a subject by looking at this than reading his diary. More about a subject by looking at this than reading his diary. Looking at what? All right, so 888-876-5593, and I should say Spokane, because I know there is no can in Spokane, having lived there and all, but old habits die hard. All right, so 888-876-5593. So we got my question, and you haven't heard my bumpers yet, so I don't expect you to guess any of those. Though they're a fine crop, I'll tell you what. And, some doo-wop, some soul, some pop. Yeah, everything. All right, so with that in mind, if you want your own category, that's usually the easiest way to win. And I'm going to start with Ruth and Gurnee. Welcome, Ruth, to WGN Radio.
You're faster than a speeding bullet, Raleigh.
Yeah, no.
Coming up with a question, but you got me intrigued on your trivia question.
Yeah.
This guy finds out more by looking at, what was the term you used? Did you say subject?
No, at this. I'm not telling you what it was. He says, I can tell you more about a subject by looking at this than by reading his diary. Looking at what?
Was the subject referring to a person?
No.
No, okay. Not reading a diary, but instead looking at the TV?
Nope.
A newspaper?
Nope.
I'm going to radio?
Nope.
No. Magazine?
No.
Okay, we'll leave that one alone.
Okay. Let's talk about America 250, the 250th centennial. That's the category you want, right? All right.
Correct. Because I've been finding interesting things are going on around the nation, and I wanted to see what Raleigh could do, but I also want to request a song.
Oh, you do,
so,
do you? All right, so let's get that out.
Don't let me forget that one.
Well, I'll ask you that first. What song do you want to request?
I want to request, and sometimes when you do your variations, I just absolutely think that is so phenomenal to hear the artist, you know. Oh, you do such an incredible job with, two or three of a song. Okay, here's the song. Reason why is July 4th, 1984, I spent with someone that I'd known in the 1800s.
Oh.
And we didn't make history in this lifetime, but I'd like to request, and I like the Andrew Sisters, but there's other cover for it, and that is, rumor has it, I had a column in the Lake County Journal titled Rumor Has It.
Okay.
I was a columnist and human interest. stories. So that song, and I'd love to hear what you're going to choose for it.
Good enough.
Even if it's not going to answer somebody else, your favorite.
All
okay,
right.
Back to your trivia.
Okay, so here we go. So there's, like say, and like you know, there's a lot of talk about America 250. Officially, though, it's called three different things other than the 250th anniversary. Name any one of them.
Well, it's sesquicentennial. I haven't heard of the other two.
You're close, but...
Centennial?
You're a little close. You can do better than this. And there's actually, with the word centennial, there's two choices of the things that become before it.
I can't get a multiple on that, huh?
No. I can't get your
This is a puzzle. This is a puzzler. So nobody else has put this out there, but here's our radio journalist, Raleigh, coming up with this.
Okay.
Something other is a reference to sesquicentennial.
But it's not sesquicentennial. See, that's the thing. But you're in the right idea. But it is not sesquicentennial. And you'd be absolutely right if you got the years right in this.
Oh, like I can't say bicentennial. That's not it.
No, it's not.
I've heard this once, I think, what you're going to state. I think I've heard it once, and I thought it was an unusual, statement, name, or whatever. Well, I'm going to hear it from you now. Okay.
Okay. So there's actually two of them with centennial. One is the semi-quincentennial, and the Providence Journal goes with that.
Oh, I did say quincentennial.
Yes, semi-quincentennial, semi-quin. The other is the sestercentennial, so that's centennial as well. And then the third is the quarter millennial. That's a quarter of a thousand years.
Wow. We have to go to a museum to find these things out. But you know what I was looking for was even more information about the most unique. I have been coming up and have done already some really incredibly unique things when I thought this was going to pass me by. So I am just getting so patriotism is on my sleeve, wearing it on my sleeve. And when you hear about some of the things I've done already and what I may accomplish now and then and the rest of the year, your listeners will find it very, very interesting, because I love interesting stories and things about anything, you know, at all. But this one being 100 years, you know, or 50 years later. So this is going to be fantastic. But I had so many unique things 50 years ago. And
all right,
I'm looking for more.
There's always next week.
Really unusual things that people are doing in cities and towns.
All right. Well, we'll talk next week. All right. Thanks. Appreciate it. All right. So 888-876-5593. A sestercentennial. You're not going to hear that too often, but it does qualify. All right. Billy Bob and Bourbonnais, what's up tonight?
Hey, I'm your first time caller.
Yes, you are.
Thanks for getting my song in last Tuesday around 11:30 there.
Happy to do it. I assume you have another one.
The Lorons and the Searchers.
Yes.
And anyway, yeah, I'd like to have this week Freddie Hart's Easy Lovin' is my request.
Freddie Hart, Easy Lovin', all right.
And then one stab at your trivial question. I'll say the way that they know more about people than the diary is by reading their tea leaves.
No, that's funny. It's not it. All right.
Well, then I give up.
So advertising. I've got an easy slogan for you. You ready?
I never get them, but here goes.
I bet you get this. Make a run for the border.
Oh, Taco Bell.
There you go. See, you got one.
I'll be darned.
All right. Hang on. Don't go away. And the prices are worthless. Takes forever to get them. You may not outlive the list. We try. But you're doing it for the fun of it, and I'm having fun doing it with you. So we got Barry in New Hampshire. We're going to do 1971 charts. We've got Don in Beloit. Ah, yes, the Battle of Britain. And Mike in Lindenhurst wants to take a guess on our trivia question as well. And there are two, count them two, lines available for you. 888-876-5593-8888. Raleigh, first bumper coming up in moments here. Yeah, bumper stumper for you on Monday Night Trivia on WGN Radio.
Mom, 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 ha, 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 he, he, he. I'm gonna laugh at you. Mom, rip, rip,
I'm gonna laugh at you.
Mom, rip, rip.
I'm gonna let that do.
Momo whipped up.
I'm gonna let that do.
Ha ha ha, hee hee hee. I'm gonna.
WGN Radio, I'm Raleigh James. So who are they? 1961 on Coed. All right, so I don't know if that's a hint or not for you. I'll leave that to you. But who are they? And I don't know what you know about them. You probably can't name another record by them. They were from Brooklyn, I'll tell you that much. That's about all. The only hint I got. All right, so my question, a Spokane, Washington city detective claimed he could find out more about a subject by looking at this than reading his diary. Looking at what? All right. So during the break, because I've always said Spokane, and people have gotten on me to Spokane. All right, so I just looked it up officially, and I was right. Oh, man. All right, so what could I tell you? All right, so Spokane. Either way, a detective there, and we met quite a few, actually. That's a long story. But sometime I'll share it. But nonetheless, one of their finest detectives claimed he could find out more about a subject by looking at this than by reading his diary. Looking at what? All right, so Mike in Lindenhurst wants to take a guess. So, Mike, welcome to WGN Radio. What do you think?
Okay, I got a couple of guesses.
Good.
First off, they're shoes.
Nope, not shoes.
Teeth.
Not teeth. Oh, whoa. Yeah, that would tell a story.
Hygiene. General hygiene.
General hygiene. Nope.
Eye contact.
Nope.
Handshake.
And what?
Their handshake.
Oh, handshakes. No.
I'm out.
Think harder and call me back. Thanks.
Okay.
All right, appreciate it. All right, and no, Mike is not on the right track, actually, so we're not going to lead you down that path. Now, let's see. Barry is in New Hampshire. All right, Barry, welcome back to WGN Radio.
Hey, Raleigh. Can I take a guess at the
Of course you
question?
Can. Of course.
Go through the trash?
No, but that would be effective. You're right. Original research.
How about what they check out of the library?
No. How many people actually go to the library? That's another subject, but no.
All right. Those are my guesses.
Well, they're fine guesses. They're just not right. So let's. You want this week, the week of, let's see, that would be, the closest week would be the week of June 26th in Billboard magazine. You ready? 1971.
Okay.
Number one, It's Too Late. And by the way, it was...
Carole King.
Yes, absolutely. I was going to say it was a double-sided hit. The Earth Move. I feel the Earth Move was the other side. Okay, number two. You're off to a roll here. Rainy Days and Mondays.
Carpenters.
Yes. Number three, Want Ads.
Ad-libs.
No. The ad-libs were earlier. That was the boy from New York City. Want ads? Yeah. Young and single and free. Experience is love preferred, but will accept a young trainee. The honeycomb was by the...
Honeycomb,
okay. Yeah. Okay, on the hot wax. All right, number four, Indian Reservation.
The Raiders.
Mm-hmm. Number five, Treat Her Like a Lady.
Something, sister.
Yes, Sister Rose is, Sister Rose is in there, but who was the group?
Cornelius.
Well, if it's Sister Rose, what would the Cornelius have to be?
Oh.
You know, you can do this. I'm going to give it to you anyway, close enough. Cornelius Brothers and Sister Rose.
Okay. Good enough.
Yes, yes, a Miami record. Number six, Brown Sugar.
Hello?
Yes, number six, Brown Sugar.
Probably. Hello?
Yes. Are you there? Hello, hello? Oh, no. And I know you know Brown Sugar. Have we lost,
Rolling Stones.
Yes, absolutely. Your phone almost betrayed you there. Number seven.
Yes.
It Don't Come Easy.
Ringo Starr.
Number eight. Don't Pull Your Love Out on Me, Baby.
Is that the Bellamy Brothers?
No, Hamilton, Joe Frank, and Reynolds.
Okay.
That's all right. Number nine. When You're Hot, You're Hot.
Jerry Reed.
Absolutely. And number 10, Sweet and Innocent.
Oh, is that Donny Osmond?
Yes, absolutely. There you go. You just got about them all. Other than the honey cone, you did really well.
Okay.
All right. Well, hang on. So you're a winner. We'll add to your stash. Don't go away. I think there's going to be a lot more 45s in this stash because I've been just coming. You may get a car radio. Oh, man. Whatever I have, instead of throwing that out now, I'm throwing them in the prize bin, anticipating a mailing while we're all still alive. Well, we can dream, can't we? It's sort of like that. All right, so now we're going back to history here. We're doing the Battle of Britain with Don in Beloit. So not all airplanes, although the Battle of Britain was the first battle to be fought entirely by air, which is probably why you chose it. So, are you there, Don?
Well, yeah, like anything on it, like the commanders or squadrons or strategy or events.
All right, so here we go. As you know, the Battle of Britain was not only fought by the Britons, the RAF. There were pilots from many other nations. One group in particular was the absolute best in the Allied unit. They shot down 126 German planes in 42 days. Who were they? What were they called?
Well, the British used so many foreigners that were...
Well, these were the best.
Effective. Because they saw their families slaughtered, they hired these people on as great. And there's so many choices here, Raleigh, Canadian, American, Czech. But I believe your best of the best answer would be the Polish...
Yes, and the Polish Squadron 303, but what did they call them?
I knew it 303. I was going to say 303.
Yeah, you need to tell me what they called them.
Oh, boy. Wow. They had a lot of nicknames for all the squadrons, maybe, but wow. Sorry, that one, I remember 303 is a foreign, there was an American Canadian squadron, of course, and stuff like that. I'm sorry, I don't remember.
It's really simple, the Polish Aces.
Polish Aces. Okay.
Yeah.
Hey, can I also ask about your question of the week?
Oh, absolutely. All right. So we have this Spokane detective, and he's claiming he could find out more about a subject by looking at this than by reading the subject's diary. Looking at what?
Looking at, like, where they work at, their work job site or something?
Nope.
Their car?
Nope.
Friends and colleagues?
Nope.
School report card?
Nope.
Clothes they wear?
Nope.
Looking through their wallet?
Nope.
Okay, well, anyway, I...
Talk to you later.
I knew the Polish one.
Yeah,
so
good enough. We'll add to your stash. But again, the prize are worthless, but absolutely. All right,
you
thanks.
Got it.
Appreciate it.
Well, it's a good show. Okay.
Good deal. So we'll talk more and get your calls. We've got Cindy, we've got Eric, and room for you on WGN Radio.
Yeah.
Radio. I'm Raleigh James. Okay, so who is that? Of course, if you're Australian, you probably know. But unreleased as far as on any media you've known. I guess there is a digital content, but he released it himself. And so who is that? 2024. There's a video with it, too, don't you know? All right, so 888-876-5593. I thought it was a great little record. And, well, it's not a record, actually. Great little song. It's interesting because he's considered a sex symbol in Australia. And I thought, yeah, well, maybe in the way that some people consider Sylvester Stallone a sex symbol. I don't know. But other than that, I didn't get it. But apparently he had been a male model before he took to music. And I thought he did a great job with that song. All right. It's probably the only thing I can say that he's done where I said, yeah, I really like that. But I do. So who is he? 888-876-5593. It's Monday Night Trivia, don't you know? All night. And we have our question that I've thrown out. A Spokane, Washington City detective claimed he could find out more about a subject by looking at this than by reading his diary. Looking at what? All right. So there you have it. We're going to get some guesses right now. And by the way, if you don't have any guesses and you don't know my bumpers, you can have your own category, as you well know, and sky's the limit on that. So, Eric in Barrington, welcome to WGN Radio. Are you there, Eric? Oh, I think we've lost Eric. Oh, I hope that we've just lost Eric and I didn't lose the phone system, but I'm in another studio tonight, so I shouldn't be having the same problem, though. Thank God I got into this studio earlier tonight than usual, like at least an hour before the show began, only to discover that I've been meaning to replace the audio computers. I've been meaning to replace them for a while. The new ones are just sitting here waiting to be programmed. And in fact, John even said, you're going to do that over the weekend? I said, nah, got other things in mind. I should have, because the main one is down for the count, so I'm using an alternate one, but as you can tell, since you're hearing something, it actually works. So, and you're hearing the stream, so that works too. That was dicey for a moment. All right, so we've got Tom, and Tom is in Belvedere. Welcome back to WGN Radio, Tom.
I think maybe you're looking for phrenology, the study of bumps in the head.
Oh, I like that. I'm not, though, but it's a nice guess.
I have a question for you, though.
All right.
A couple weeks ago, you mentioned Little Joe. I just caught the words going through, and would you explain about that again?
What was I talking about? Little Joe, as in Little Joe in the Thrillers? Little Joe Cook?
No, it was a Jewish last name.
I don't know.
Something that seemed like somebody you knew.
Oh God!
I was just wondering because. I knew a disc jockey up in Duluth, Minnesota, on the overnight in the late 60s named Little Joe.
Okay.
I just wondered if, with your connection, maybe it was the same person.
No, that, and actually, that was a guy on WEBC. Joseph Little Joe Lasnik was who that was. And, yeah, Vacation Land Calling. And that was, I guess that was on KDAL and not WEBC, but KDAL. And so, yeah, aware of him. And no, I didn't know him. He was on the air into the 80s, I think, and did very well because, you know, a lot of disc jockeys kind of hope that one day their listeners will just leave them their estate. Well, believe it or not, to Little Joe, it happened. And so a surprise, substantial bequest from an anonymous listener who left him her entire estate because his voice had brought her so much comfort. So not bad, but he died in the probably mid-80s, so it's not him, though. So I know who he is, but I did not know him.
Yeah, this is just a local overnight motorcycle rider.
Yeah.
And when I lived in an apartment up there, his sister lived upstairs from me.
Okay.
And come to visit.
Okay. Well, he had been a taxi driver in Duluth and then an ambulance driver, and then he got on the air. Yeah, Joe Lasnik. So, yeah, absolutely, remember him. And I think after KDAL, he might have been, I want to say he was at WEBC after that, but I don't know.
Every once in a while, this guy would decide to take off while he'd have an hour recorded, and he'd take off and go somewhere and have a couple of drinks and then come back.
Well, that's not that unusual, unfortunately.
I imagine.
Yeah. All right. Well, good memories. So, no, I don't know who I was talking about, but not him.
Okay. Thank you.
All right, bye. Thanks for calling. Appreciate it. All right, so, yeah, I hadn't thought about him in years. So, absolutely. But a lot of overnight guys would tape an hour of the show, usually 1 to 2, and then they play it back 4 to 5 so they could go. Yeah. Bill is a first-time caller. He's in Antioch. Welcome to WGN Radio.
Howdy.
All right, thanks for calling. So what do you think?
I'm thinking this is way out there, but I'm saying maybe they looked at their grade point average.
Well, that's interesting. That is out there. It's not right, though.
Okay.
But all right, but I like that. Yes, absolutely. So, okay, but you said it says that you want Chicago Cubs trivia.
Yeah.
All right, so let's see here. All right, there we go. What were the Chicago Cubs, who began playing in 1870, called?
The Whales?
No, the Chicago White Stockings.
White Stockings.
And they joined the National League in 1876 as a charter member.
Okay.
Call me again. We'll try it again.
Will do.
Okay,
Thank you.
Appreciate it. All right, so 888-876-5593-8888-Raleigh. Ken is in Chicago. All right, Ken, welcome back to WGN Radio.
Hi, Raleigh. I got 3 guesses on the trivia.
Oh, good.
The first one is the nosy next-door neighbor.
No.
Fingerprints.
Nope.
The brand of underwear he wears.
Nope. Oh, that's interesting. Nope.
Yeah. Blood work?
Nope.
Okay. Then I give up on that.
Okay.
And what else did I ask? Could you play a record request?
All right.
I'm not sure of the name. It's by one of the singers on Sha Na Na. Those Magic Changes.
Really?
The head singer of Sha Na Na.
All right.
Real good singer.
All right. Those Magic Changes. All right.
I think so, yeah. He's the lead singer, short guy, dark hair.
Yeah, no, that.
Lead singer.
Yeah.
He sings songs. He's a very good singer.
Okay. Now, is it the same, those Magic Changes, that was in the movie Grease? And I think you're talking about Johnny Contardo.
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, I think I do have that. But I'm pretty sure that is the same thing that was in Grease. So that's...
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, Johnny Contardo. So
I saw him on a YouTube Sha Na Na show.
Okay.
Yeah, he sings a lot of the oldies.
Oh,
sure. He's a good singer. He's got a good voice.
Yeah, that was a whole bit of Sha Na Na. Yeah. They and Vince Vance were the two big oldies knockoff groups. So, yeah, okay.
Oh, yeah.
Good deal. We'll do it.
Thanks.
Okay, thanks. My pleasure. And see, I actually wrote down Ken's name next to that. I already forgot who requested Easy Lovin' by Freddie Hart. But I will be playing it. I just don't know who I'll be playing it for. All right, so what else is new with that? Now, Fran is in Austin, and we're going to do lyrics. All right, well, first she's going to guess on some trivia. So, all right, Fran, how are you?
Well, first of all, I'm doing okay.
Good.
I have a couple of... I'm sorry.
What did the doctor say Friday? Didn't you go?
I had a couple of doctor's appointments last week, so I'm not sure which one I was talking
about.
Well,
we were hoping they weren't going to put you back on the methotrexate.
Oh, they did.
Oh, well, sorry.
Yeah, they did. Fortunately, if that's the worst thing that happens to me, I don't like it.
Right.
But,
right.
You know,
exactly.
We can't like everything in life. And she put me on a lesser dose of it.
Okay.
So.
Good.
Yeah. So it's, you know, it's bad, but not as bad.
Okay.
As I thought it was going to be. So.
Yeah. All right. Well, good. All right. So you're still walking erect and talking, conjugating your verbs. So all's doing pretty good.
As far as I know. Yeah.
Okay. All right.
So I have a couple of guesses.
I'm ready to hear them all.
Okay, their hands.
Nope.
Their hair, how they wear their hair.
Nope.
Their shoes.
Nope.
Okay, that's all I got.
And you want lyrics. 1964.
Yes,
you ready?
Right. Yep.
When I think of how you looked that day in your gown of silk and lace... I know you know this. And this originally was a pop standard, but of course it was redone by somebody who redid a lot of pop standards in the early and mid-60s.
Hey, okay, tell me that again.
Okay, and maybe I'll give you a little bit more on that. Okay, when I think of how you looked that day in your gown of silk and lace, should have known that day you came my way that this was the time and the place.
I
know you know this, and the first version that I know of, anyway, was 1951. The Swallows did it, and then the Four Aces did it right after that. But everybody did this. So you know this song.
Oh, God, I should know it. I'm kind of into pop standards. I should know.
Oh, you absolutely, you're going to just hit yourself if you don't come up with this. So you've got to, you must. So let's see what I can, yes. When I know it was love from the start, why don't we give it a try?
Oh, shoot.
I never dreamed of romance, never gave it a chance. I know I'll never be free.
Familiar,
what has happened to me? All right, the Beatles had a song by the same title. It clearly was not the same song. And I'm going to see what versions I have on this.
Okay. I don't know. Maybe the methotrexate's fried my brain. I don't know.
You're about to know, and you'll recognize it instantly.
Okay.
Well, you will if I get a computer that will work. So, yeah, that is always a trick here.
Tell me why, though I try to forget, tell me why I think of you, yeah.
You know the song, don't you?
I do, but I can't think of the name of it.
Which, well, it the reason I can't give you all the verses is they all start with it. You know, tell me why. Tell me why.
Tell me
though
why.
Though I try to forget, tell me why.
Tell me why.
Why I think of you yet. Yeah. Yeah. Tell me why.
Yeah.
I keep fooling
right.
my heart. Yeah, right. Tell me why. All right. So, well, geez, I know you know it. I was sure you'd have picked that up right away.
Yeah, it was like nagging at my brain, but not quite hitting it. So
yeah,
and oh well.
It was interesting that Al Alberts of the Four Aces wrote it, and the Swallows released it like a week before they did. So you just never know.
Wow, so, yeah. I don't know why I didn't remember that.
Yeah, Bobby Vinton, a big hit, and we have everybody from Keeley Smith to Dinah Washington, the Four Tunes, and Eddie Fisher who covered that.
Oh my God! I've heard that song so many times that
yeah,
oh,
but then again,
my night, I guess
it was an adult song when you were a kid, so you're forgiven for that.
Well, that's true, but usually I'm pretty good at those. In fact, I was thinking about doing big band lyrics at some point.
Oh wow!
I know.
Okay.
I used to sing in a place that we used to do a lot of. Nat King Cole and Ella Fitzgerald and show tunes and Shoe Fly Pie and Apple Pan Dowdy and just different things like that. And so I don't know, maybe I'll try that because I keep what year am I going to try this week?
Yeah, right.
So
we'll figure out something.
Better luck.
Yes.
Better luck next time.
I hope so.
Well, if I know an artist, I'll call back.
Okay, good. Thank you. Okay, bye. All right.
Okay, thanks.
And I think that Fran will know some artists. Maybe not this next one. I don't know. This may be a little out there for I know that Stan knows them, but I'm not sure. I try to get a mix, like newer stuff, and of course, I default to doo-wop, but there's newer stuff in there too. And let me say goodbye to Fran, release that line, so there's a line available for you. We got Cindy, we got Karen, we got Bob and Gary and Shane. Ooh, who's driving? I'm going along for the ride again. Love to ride. So next Bumper Stumper on Monday Night Trivia coming up in minutes right here on WGN Radio.
Better girl,
James. Well, that's kind of a gift. You don't know this, but you do know something else they did. They were on Tag. Yeah, probably not a label you have in your collection. A guy named Andy Leonetti had a little label. I think it was like Brooklyn or something. New York, definitely. All right, so 888-876-5593-8888. Raleigh. And let's see. Karen in Chicago is going to take a guess on our trivia question, so I might as well tell you what it is once more. A Spokane, Washington city detective claimed that he could find out more about a subject by looking at this than by reading the subject's diary. Looking at what? Karen in Chicago, welcome to WGN Radio.
Hi. Yeah, I think it's body language.
Nope.
Eye movements?
Nope.
Vocal inflections?
Nope.
wow. His walk or gait?
Nope.
Well, I don't know, but thank you for letting me try.
I'm glad you did. Thanks for calling, Karen. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
All right,
bye.
Good deal. So, yes, not anywhere in the ballpark on any of those guesses. So let's see. Bob in Willowbrook, let's see how close he gets. Welcome back to WGN Radio. Bob, what do you think? Bob. Well, I think he gave up. All right. Well, he'll probably call back. Maybe. I don't know. But let's see. Oh, we're going to do some MASH trivia right after the news with Shane. We're driving. Betcha it's to Milwaukee. We'll find out. Gary in Elmhurst. Welcome back to WGN Radio.
Hello. Yes. I have a guest on the Spokane Detective.
What do you think?
I think it's his internet search history.
Oh, I love that. It's not right.
Okay. I have one more.
Yes.
I wouldn't say checkbook, but like financial statement, you know, credit card statements.
I like that too, but that's not right either.
Okay.
Got anything
Thank you.
Else? Thanks for trying. Call me again. Okay, appreciate it. All right, so yes, those are fine guesses. I like those better than the body parts, actually. But again, don't listen to my clues because that'll take you right down, down God knows where. All right, so we have two more hours of Monday Night Trivia coming up and another bumper stumper right after the news right here on WGN Radio. WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. Pittsburgh's own. Who are they? They were on the Star label. A song was published by Phoebe Music, so you know what that's about. But so who are they? 888-876-5593-8888. Raleigh. So yes, we have a question, and hopefully you'll get it tonight. If not, it becomes next week's Straggler. A Spokane, Washington city detective claimed he could find out more about a subject by looking at this than reading the subject's diary. Looking at what? All right, 888-876-5593. Let's see what Dave on the north side has to say for his bad self. So, all right, Dave, what do you think?
Hello?
Yes, that's you.
Yeah, where are you?
So can what? What? Yes, I hear you fine. What are we doing?
I first want to take a guess.
Okay.
Would be looking through his garbage.
No. What else you got?
That's it. And I've listened to detective shows, and they always did that.
Okay.
I wanted to request a song.
Alrighty, what song do you want to request?
Big Mama Thorpe.
Thornton, yes.
Thornton.
Uh-huh.
My Tears Are Falling.
Okay. Alright. You got it.
Okay.
So what are we doing?
I guess you didn't understand me. Last week we talked about doing questions that I had to see 5x5.
Yes, and that was, right, and that was almost impossible. I'll come up against some, but I will not actually probably know until I read it out what it is. So if you want to do 5x5, we'll just do 5x5.
All right. Yeah.
All right. Who played Ted Baxter on the Mary Tyler Moore Show?
I have no clue on that one.
Ted Knight. Yeah, and it was patterned after a guy in Los Angeles, Jerry Dunphy. All right. Who starred in True Grit and Rooster Cogburn?
I give up.
Okay, John Wayne. All right, we'll talk to you next week. Thanks. Appreciate it. All right, so 888-876-5593, 8888-Raleigh. Yeah, and Jerry Dunphy knew it, too. He used to complain while that show was on, saying, they embarrass me every week. My feeling was, don't cop to it. Oh, well, we've got Mike in Janesville. Welcome back to WGN Radio, Mike.
Every week. My feeling was, don't cop to it.
All right, so you can't listen to the radio when you are, in fact, on hold, because otherwise you wind up, when you get on the air, not being ready to talk to me. So we'll put Mike on hold until he decides he's no longer listening to the radio. Shane is driving, taking me for a ride. Where are we going tonight, Shane?
Hey, Raleigh, I am up in Milwaukee right now.
I knew it. I just knew it. I'm kind of getting sick of Milwaukee.
Yeah, me too. Yeah. I'll be heading out to Quad City.
Okay. All right. Good enough. Get some Made Right hamburgers.
Okay.
All right. Let's see. They are the best if you are unfamiliar. All right. So let's see. I had your question right here, too. Where it couldn't have disappeared so quickly, and it was such a fine question, too. Let me look at history here, and it'll probably all come back to me now. And let's see. It was such a nice question. Oh, yeah. All right. Here we go. Here we go. And what this is, oh, don't tell me I've got to start answering them all before they'll tell me. I guess I do. All right, let me go through and go ahead and get them right or get them wrong so we can get down to my question. And I liked my question, too. So let's see. Got that. Let's see. All right. Where are we? Where are we? I don't know. Let's see. Oh, here we go. Who took over as permanent commanding officer following Henry's death? And the operative word in this is permanent commanding officer.
That'd have been Colonel Potter.
Yeah, absolutely Potter. Right. Absolutely right. Because a lot of people would have said Frank Burns, and he was acting CEO at the beginning of the season, but Potter took over and stayed for the rest of the run.
Yep.
All right, you got it. All right, well,
awesome.
Enjoy Milwaukee, but not too much. And, yes, when you're in the Quad City, stop at a Made Right. All right, you can report back. All right, thanks.
Thanks, Raleigh.
Appreciate it.
Bye-bye.
All right, so, good. I like to ride. I like Made Rights, too. They're a loose hamburger. I don't know how to describe it other than that, but they really are good. Mike is in Janesville, and he's no longer listening to the radio, thank God. So, all right, Mike, welcome back to WGN Radio.
Thanks, Raleigh. How you doing?
I'm doing all right. How about your bad self?
Oh, just peachy.
Ah, okay. So, I believe we're going to do 5x5. Is there anything else on your mind?
I got a bunch of guesses for the week trivia thing.
Excellent. All right. For our Spokane, Washington City detective?
Yep.
All right. He could find out more about a subject by looking at this than looking at the subject's diary. Looking at what?
Income tax records.
Nope. What else you got?
Record CD collection.
What else you got?
Antiques collection.
Keep going.
The lures in his tackle box.
Definitely not. Keep going.
T-shirt collection.
No, and then?
Hobbies?
Nope.
And the watch he wears.
No.
That's all I got.
All right. So now we're going to do some 5x5, yes? Which female Disney character was a fearless warrior who saved China?
Mulan?
Yes, very good. I have no idea who this is. You're 100% right. Who starred in Ferris Bueller's Day Off?
The same guy that did The Producers.
Well, by the way, not the original Producers, and that's the only one I know with Zero Mostel and Gene Wilder.
No, but it's the one with Nathan Lane.
Yeah, no. No, I'm sorry.
Married, I even know who he married. Go ahead. I can't remember his name.
Matthew Broderick.
That's him.
All right, that's all right, but you're entitled to get another one wrong, too. You'll get this one right for sure. What continent contains Canada?
North America.
Yes. Which Friends cast member died?
Oh, God. You mean on the show?
I have no idea. Laura was kind enough to send me some questions. She knows what she's doing here, so I don't know. I guess on the show.
Okay. Joey.
Well, no, I need the actor's name.
Oh. Died for real.
Oh, I don't know. Well, I have to look that up. He might have died on the show. I don't know. Let me look. I thought this guy was alive, but what do I know? No, you're right. He's dead. Absolutely dead. Died in 2023.
Okay. Well, I don't even know who Joey is, so...
I don't either, but the guy who died was Matthew Perry.
Oh, that's right. Yep, that wasn't Joey, but yep.
Okay, well, we'll try next week. Thanks for calling.
You betcha.
All right, good deal. So there you go. There you go. No, I am indebted to Laura and to Lisa for doing this for me because, of course, I'm clueless. But that covers so much ground, and all of it is accurate. James is a first-time caller. Ooh. And he is in Highland Lake. Welcome to WGN Radio, James.
Yes, this is my first time calling.
And I am thrilled about that. I hope you're going to make it a habit, so I'll be kind. What are we working on?
What the policeman looks at.
All right, the city detective from Spokane. Yeah, you could find out more about a subject by looking at this than looking at the subject's diary. Looking at what?
His eyes.
Nope. What else you got?
That's it.
Well, if you think of something else, you call me back. Thank you. Appreciate it. All right. So very nice to meet James by phone in Highland Lake. All right. So now Bob called back. All right, Bob, welcome back to WGN Radio.
Thank you. Sorry about that snafu. I disconnected myself.
Oh, I've done it.
Okay. Okay. I've got, 6 questions on the trivia. His mail.
Nope.
His wallet.
Nope.
His car.
Nope.
Closet.
Nope.
Kitchen table.
Nope.
Children.
Nope. Think of another 6
boy.
And call me back.
Okay.
Appreciate it.
Do you have time to take a couple of requests?
I am going to make time to take a couple of requests. So let's see. Bob from Willowbrook. I got to write that down so I'll know who actually is requesting. Unlike Freddie Hart, I don't know who that was. But okay, Bob from Willowbrook. What are you requesting?
Okay. First one is Lily by Pink Martini.
Oh, my God. Okay. All right.
Now, this is a song I think your audience should be exposed to.
Uh-huh. What else you got?
And And, yeah, the other one you're going to hate, Mr. Dyingly Sad. But
oh, no, actually, I love that record. I love that record. I don't know why you think I'd hate it. The Critters.
Wow.
Yeah, blue be your eyes, blonde your hair. You beyond all care, life is the... Yeah.
You know
I'm
more
Mr.
about
Dyingly
the lyrics than I do.
Yeah, I love that song.
Well,
absolutely, one of my favorites. And I think John hates it, but I thought it was a great, great song. Yeah, and too bad it wasn't really a hit. You know, it was the Critters, and they actually had...
I remember hearing it.
Yeah, Younger Girl was their bigger hit, and that was pretty big everywhere. But then they followed up with Mr. Dyingly Sad, which kind of did nothing, and I thought it was just a wonderful... Yeah, just a breeze will muss your hair, but your smile away, yeah. It's little care. Yeah, right. Right, I love that. Blue be your eyes, blonde your hair. You realize beyond a care, life's in a hurry. But you're so mystifyingly glad. I'm Mr. Dyingly Sad. All right. All right.
Well done.
Yeah.
Thank you, Raleigh.
All right, thanks for calling. Appreciate it. Yeah, I thought it was a terrific record. I can't help it. All right, so yeah, some of those Wimpy White records I like. So what can I tell you? And I was willing to publicly admit it. That's something. We'll get to Andy. Oh, Los Angeles. Well, actually, he's from Los Angeles, but he wants to do New York radio trivia. All right, 60s, don't you know? Ruth in Gurnee has a request, don't we all? I can't wait to hear that. Cindy in Chicago has some guesses, and she wants Miss Fisher, don't you know? All right, well, all of that and more is coming up. It's Monday Night Trivia. We've got another hour and a half of this at least, so call off and call early on WGN Radio.
She's not the same to me as she used to be anymore. Her kisses aren't quite as warm. She see in him that she doesn't see in me. What could he offer her she couldn't get from me? I can't let him take her. Gotta find some way to make her change her mind. I've gotta make her change her mind. And then
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James, 1969 Decca. This group was from Little Rock, certainly from Arkansas, I think from Little Rock. And about the only place it got much airplay was Dallas. But I thought it was a terrific record and a woulda, coulda, shoulda. So who are they? 888-876-5593. And this is going to take us, before the news, to Cindy in Chicago. So, all right, Cindy, what's up?
Okay, well, I have some guesses. Some of them were guesses. Ready.
Well,
let's see. Oh, where's my reading glass?
This is gonna be good. All right.
One second. Where's
yes,
my
of
reading?
Course. But we'll be going to the news soon, and then that'll give Cindy plenty of time to get together. Are you still with us, Cindy, or did you fall over?
Okay, here the
just check it. All right.
Their computer record. Their phone record, their bank record, their credit card record, their phone tracker where they went, their brokerage record, their car, what is it, where they work, their job record, or their car tracker record?
Not a one of them.
All right. And then... I have a couple requests.
Of course you do. Let me get a clean sheet of paper here for the request. What you got?
Okay. This one is better than the other. Are you there?
Oh, live and in the flesh. Be quick. Okay. I got to go to the news.
Lazy day. Okay. What a day.
Okay. Yeah, lazy day. Spanky and our gang. What else you got?
And baby, it's you.
Okay.
And then I wanted Miss Fisher trivia.
Okay, we'll give you that after the news. Hang on, don't go away. We'll pick it up right there on Monday Night Trivia right here on WGN Radio.
Just let me love you, baby. If you just let me love you, baby. If I could read your mind, saying and love me, darling. If I could read your heart, saying and never leave me. Oh no, there isn't anything.
WGN Radio. I'm Riley James. Okay, so who is he? Los Angeles boy. And, yeah, died a couple of years ago now, I think it was, but made it to about 71. He was actually on a number of labels, originally on Lizard. I love that little label because of the logo. But anyway, after his Lizard run, he was on ABC, and that was the first record he actually had on ABC, and that he co-wrote with Gabe Meckler, who, interestingly, had owned Lizard. All right, so Gabe produced it, too. Who is he? 888-876-5593-8888. Raleigh, Monday Night Trivia. I have a question. And if you don't get it, well, it will become next week's straggler. But we have almost an hour and a half left. So there's plenty of time. A Spokane, Washington City detective claimed he could find out more about a subject by looking at this rather than reading the subject's diary. Looking at what? All right, now we're talking to Cindy in Chicago. She wanted her Miss Fisher murder mystery trivia thing. Okay, you with us?
Cindy. Yeah.
All right. I have your question here. Don't tell me I've lost it again. I couldn't have. I just had it here moments ago. I couldn't have... couldn't have wiped it away by... Oh, I do. Okay, here we go. All right. So we talked last week where she lived at 221B, which was, of course, the same street address as Sherlock Holmes. But let's talk about the car she drove. It was a 1923 bold red what?
Rosemaster?
No, it was a Hispano Suiza, an H6.
Okay, I wouldn't have. I can see her car. But,
yeah, well, that well, that's the yes. You can see it, so you should have taken the time to know what it was. Now you do.
Okay.
Thanks. Appreciate it. All right. So yes, Roadmaster. All right. Well, there you go. Let's see what we're doing here. Oh, Andy in Los Angeles. Hello, Andy. How are you this week?
All right, how are you?
Oh, I can't complain. So we're going to...
Well, you can if you want to, but...
Well, right, but there's absolutely nobody who gives a damn. So we'll just move directly on.
I know the feeling.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And, I could tell you what hurts and everything else, but the hell with that. Now, let me find your question. Okay, now I had an absolute date here. Here we go. We're going to talk about WMGM a moment here. Because, of course, as you know, They left the top 44 Met on February 28th, 1962 at 5:30 p.m.
Right.
And they, of course, became WHN with kind of mother music, if you will. All right.
Right.
So,
right.
And the last record ever played on the air, do you know what it was?
Yeah, I did know it one time. I think I forgot.
And that's actually not
out
even
in the streets. Out in the streets.
No, 1962, Peppermint Twist, Joey D. But that wasn't the wasn't the question. So that's all right. You didn't have to know that. What you have to tell me, who was the last disc jockey on the air playing the Peppermint Twist when they switched formats?
All right. Now it was either one of two when I thought the second one. Wee Willie was the one I was listening to, the last one.
Okay.
No. And, was it Kalen?
So, Bob Callen. Yes, absolutely Bob Callen. Yeah, absolutely. Right, I was going to say, I'll give it to you for that. But, yeah, if you listen to him, you knew he was Bob Callen. But do you remember their jingles? Okay.
No, I like the station a lot.
There was one in particular. You got to hear this if you haven't before.
Okay, yeah. Okay.
And let's see if I can actually find a computer to play something tonight. Here we go.
He was a U.S. Marshal, and Jerry was his name. So they called him Jerry Marshall, and widespread was his fame. He went to catch the outlaws, Bob Callen and Ted Brown, who were rustling old Dick Shepherd's sheep and herding them to town.
Sing a song about West and hero men, never ride the range again. They're on radio, WMGM.
Marshall trailed Brown and Callen, 20 days, 'tis said. Got as far as Lowman's Bar, found pretty gals instead. 2 hours there he dallied, then on Edmund's horse did leap. Still following the hoof prints of Richard Shepherd's sheep.
Sing a song about Western hero men, never ride the range again. There on radio, WMGM.
You understand why they lost the king,
don't you? Marshall strode into the square and turned at Callen's corner and found Brown and DeFreitas there. They wheeled and drew and fired, and to this day 'tis said, each one missed the other and they hit the air instead.
Sing a song about Western hero men, never ride the range again. There on radio, WMGM.
Sing a song about Western hero men.
And they had to recut it after it got on the air because Lowman's Bar, and then Lowman wasn't there anymore. So they recut the damn thing. But I just thought it was the sweetest little jingle.
It is. What year is that from?
Oh, probably like 1960.
Yeah, yeah. That I never heard before.
Yeah, well, they would play it occasionally, but I could even say 59, but I'm pretty sure that was like 60. And, yeah, when I heard it, I said, I got to have that. And I've kept it all these years, you betcha.
Yeah.
All right, but you knew Bob Callen, absolutely.
Okay.
And, you know, he wasn't there very long, as you probably know. Of course, he wasn't on the planet very long either. He died in his 40s.
Right.
But do you know who he kind of shared that night shift with?
Who he shared it with?
Yeah, who right before he took it over, there was another guy, and you should know this guy for a very big reason. And this is just extra credit.
This is overnight?
Well, not just
overnight.
No, it's more like evenings, late, you know, 7 to midnight type hours.
Well, I know that,
I think you can do it.
No, I can't. No, I think I can.
Yeah.
It was someone who went to the other stations, I know.
Yes, all right, exactly, to WABC, right? You're halfway there, so who was it?
Yeah, no, I know. It was, let me think for a minute, I don't get it. I should know that.
Well, that's right, you've already won, but Bob Lewis.
What? Oh, yeah, I remember he was on MGM, I do.
Yeah, absolutely.
I remember him from that. And then he went to Winton, he was on the weekends.
Right.
Yeah. I thought he was very underrated as a DJ.
I agree.
I thought he was so easy to listen to.
Yeah.
And I really liked him, but there was no spot for him, right?
No,
really.
Exactly. But
except for the all-night thing.
And he died young, too. I think his real name was Bob Schwartzman.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah. Right, yeah. And by all accounts, a decent guy, sadly died too young.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. Well, as usual, you are a winner. Right. You remember Bob Callan. Nobody else does. All right. Hang on. Don't go away. All right.
Thank you.
So there you are. There you have it. See, we're having to get, because we've already done like ABC and MCA, so we now have to go a little deeper into New York radio trivia. Yeah. Now, if we get into the 70s, we could include some New Jersey Top 40, but no. All right. So 888, let me put Annie on hold here. 888-876-5593. I have a question, of course. A Spokane, Washington city detective claimed he could find out more about a subject by looking at this than by reading the subject's diary. Looking at what? 888-876-5593. Kimberly and Dalton, welcome back to WGN Radio.
Hi, Raleigh. How are you tonight?
All right. And by the way, I mailed your package last week, so you should get it soon.
Got it today.
Oh, you did? Okay, good.
Yeah, Mom's going to, yeah. Anyway, appreciate it. Thank you.
Sure.
I had two questions for your trivia.
Okay.
Body language, like blinking of the eyes, sweating.
Nope.
Looking away.
Nope.
How they treat others, like service workers, like waiters, secretaries. Nope. Okay,
nope.
That's all I got.
All right. Nice try. All right.
Mom.
Well, okay. So,
you know, I cried most of the day.
Oh no!
No, I really appreciate all what you do for us, and I'll tell you, you'll always be one of my special people in my book. And there's about 10 people in your whole lifetime when you're getting at hundreds. And I'll tell you, you're one of them, because when I was young, the elder ladies, when they had their group, they always said, you don't have to worry about anything about a friend or hurting you or anything, because you only end up with one friend. And I'll tell you, I don't think that's true. But anyway, I really appreciate it, and I cannot say enough. But anyway,
it's
dear,
my pleasure. You get to listen to a lot of Bing Crosby now.
I know, and I love it. I love it. You know, especially now I'm going through so much, you know, wondering about the grandchildren and everything and our health, both of us.
Sure.
You don't get, we are not getting any younger, and I know I have to get rid of this big, big old house. You know, it's on a corner across from a park and did us well for over 50 years, but I've got too much stuff.
It's
tough. So
that's one of the toughest.
It's hard to get rid of it.
It is very hard to get rid of it. It's hard to go through it. You avoid it as long as you can. And then when you go through it, everything has a memory attached to it. And you know darn well that you should get rid of most of it. But you also know that while most of it you'll never miss, there's something that you're really going to miss. And that's what you don't want to throw out. So that makes it even longer. So, yes, I understand.
Exactly.
Yeah.
My granddaughter came into, you know, so I got to see the baby. But the thing is that the first thing she says, oh, Grandma, of course, you're so thin. What happened? Okay. Then she goes, oh, my gosh. This doesn't look like what I want. You've got too much stuff.
Oh, jeez, no.
And I said, I know. I says, I have to have somebody help us get rid of things, because so much, you know, I collected, you know.
Right.
You know, we took care of all those 106 apartments, a 22-unit, a 14-unit, a shopping plaza. You can imagine the people that gave us stuff.
Oh, of course.
What we inherited, you know. And I said, and even now, it was funny the other day, Schlitz Brewery closed their last place in Milwaukee.
Uh-huh.
Well, you know, I've never been on top of the garage. I can't climb or do anything. And my husband has many things up in the rafters. One of them is a great big Schlitz sign, you know, that you put over a pool table.
Yes.
And I'm thinking, oh, my, that might be worth something, but how do you get it down?
Right. It is worth something, but you're right. But also, that's part of the problem. You've got things that are worth a lot, but you don't know what they are. And after a while, you get to the point where you say, oh, the hell with it. You know, because what happens is when you're younger, you own your possessions. When you're older, your possessions own you. And it's time for, you know, you to basically have them hit the road.
Right. You know, I know by my sister, Dorothy, when, you know, her boy died
young, you know, early 50s, and they had nobody else, and they both went in the nursing home, and Anise took over the estate, and they didn't even tell me they were doing it, and they just sold everything,
right,
which was wrong, but at the same token, it had to be done. So when I let them, I signed the papers off, I says, the heck with it, I sure don't need any more.
Right, right, exactly.
And now I have to get rid of it, you know, so
right.
Because I'm 92 next week and 34, you know. I says, no way.
No.
I don't need it. So I told Elizabeth, I says, you know, I'm going to call somebody in and just have, you know, just get rid of what they want, you know, or something.
Yeah.
Because there's too many things, and it does own you. It actually
right.
does.
Right.
You know, I don't care what I touch. I've seen clothes now and all these closets. Why do we need all these closets full of clothes?
Right.
So I am going to go through that, and I'm thinking, oh, boy, don't get old.
Well, no, absolutely.
Good.
But, you know, most of the stuff, like that Schlitz sign, today, the most that's going to be worth, the absolute most would be about $500. So you're not looking at things that are worth a fortune. So now, that said, there's probably some hand-painted doodah in your cabinet that is worth something, you know, that Antiques Roadshow
right.
would love to know about. But, you know, being in Chicagoland, there should be somebody who deals with that, who would come and clean it all out and give you what they thought the value was. And even though, of course, they'd fleece you, it'd be something better than nothing.
You're right. That's what I want to do, because it's owning us.
Right, it is.
Like, doing us.
Right.
Because, you know, my baby is 70 and I'm 92, so, you know, it's crazy, you
right.
know, and this coroner is devouring me. I mean, my grandson comes in and does a lot of work, but, you know, he's got a big job and he's got his daughter now,
yeah.
you know, with this. We don't know if it's going to be cancer or not with this anemia business, but, you know, he brought her, you know, this week, and she says, Grandma, she says, she's so thin, because I haven't seen her. She's been gone for a year. And I said, oh, now we match, because, you know, she's so thin and drawn. And so I put my wrist up to hers. I said, see, we're the same.
Yeah.
But it's funny, you know, to think that, you know, life goes on and it's quick and everything. But, you know, I've got, you know, the future will still be here, because heaven, you know, grandchildren, the two of them, and then the two now great-grandchildren. So life will go on, and we'll still be here.
Right.
I have to look at it that way.
I would say, yeah, before you do it, though, since you are in the Chicago area, because it's so big and there's so many places, there's direct buyout companies, which is usually the fastest cash you'll get. But maximum value would be from like an estate sale liquidator. But I don't know if you have any of that stuff. But then there's the antique dealers and appraisers. So you've got people like that. And usually what it'll be is they'll spy something they really want and they don't want anything else. But they say, oh, we'll take it all. But they're only after that one item. But that's OK. You'll get something for it. So you might check that first.
Mm-hmm. Oh, we're going to have to.
Yeah.
Because when Elizabeth walked in and she said, oh, I knew I was doomed. I have to do it.
Yeah, well, you'll want to, and you'll feel better when you do. And, you know, so. Yeah, so I would say get on it.
I don't want to leave all that work to them, because my grandson, he says, all, you know, you've never looked at, you know, my husband died in 2004. And she, you know, he knows I've never been out there to look at all his stuff. Mm-hmm. And he says, you're in it just to go through Grandpa's.
Yeah. No, well, you know, the reality is, sadly, if you go before you do it, you know what's going to happen. One of your grandkids just going to call somebody to just haul it away. And that'll be the end.
Oh, they will.
Yeah, exactly.
I know,
that'll be the end of it. So I'd try to find out about like estate sales and antique dealers and direct buyouts, because, you know, just talking to some of those will probably give you a lead on who can come and do it. You know, they've also got decluttering services, but you don't want to pay them. You want them to pay you something. So give it a try.
Yeah, because if I go into a home or whatever is the future, that's expensive.
Well, yeah, like but we're not letting you do that. You're going to be fine.
That's what my children say.
Yep, that's absolutely. Yes, if they even breathe the word, believe me, they even breathe the word home, they're out of the will. So, no.
I know. It was funny that you're saying that yesterday or the day before yesterday, we had a little problem with Panera. I had my lip got caught on a piece of plastic in their soup, and I always have their soup, okay?
Yeah.
So I called them and told them about it, you know, and he says, I told him, I said, sure, I'm 92 years old. And I said, it could have really done damage to me, you know, a young kid. And 92? He says, you don't know 92.
Right.
I said, well, I am. I'm sorry.
Right. No, you don't. We know that.
But then he says, you know what? We ended the conversation. It was all right what they did for me and everything. Okay. We're cordial. But the thing was, he said, at the end, he says, you know what? He says, you're a firecracker.
Oh, all right. Well,
that was so funny.
I'm looking at the news, so I will talk to you soon, and it is great. You're sounding fine, so keep me posted on the junk removal.
I will.
Okay.
And you're great. And all the people, we can all be thankful. All the Cindy's and the Friends and the Lindas, everybody. You know, you're just wonderful, and you help a lot of people.
Well,
and I sincerely mean that. And always, I'll be thinking of you always.
Talk to you soon, I hope.
Okay, thank you.
Bye-bye
for now.
Yeah, and actually, I'm grateful to every one of you who calls. That's what makes the show a pleasure to do, truly. Couldn't do it without you. So we'll pick it right up there. I think we've got a couple moments, waning moments this hour. If not, well, then after the news, I'll let Adam be the determinant of that on WGN Radio.
Y'all what they was doing. Went to the juke joint. Everyone was funky high. Dance they were doing, y'all. Took me by surprise. Pushed all the tables and chairs.
Radio, I'm Ronnie James. Lee Shot Williams and Juke Joint Slide. Kind of a takeoff on Marsha Griffith's Electric Boogie from 1983, but Lee Shot Williams did it in 1996 on Echo. And that Marsha Griffiths, man, I'll tell you, that was like the biggest wedding party song ever. You heard it nonstop. You almost never heard it on radio stations. But in any event, I digress. 888-876-5593 is 8888. Raleigh. And Anita is a first-time caller. Welcome. Let's see if we can do this here to WGN Radio. Hi, Anita.
Hi. Hi.
Thanks for calling. What are we doing here? Guessing on our question?
I have a guess.
Oh, good. What do you think?
Google searches.
Oh, I love that. It's not right.
Oh, that's all I got.
Well, good deal. You call me again. Thank you.
Thank you.
All
Bye-bye.
Right. So, yes, a Spokane, Washington city detective claimed he could find out more about a subject by looking at this than by reading the subject's diary. Looking at what? 888-876-5593. 8888. Raleigh. All right, so what do we got here? We're back to Cindy. I always go to the first-time callers. Are you still with us, Cindy? No, I guess we finished, Cindy, because we did Miss Fisher, right? She didn't know her car, but now she does. All right, so let's see. Jeff wants Seinfeld trivia. We'll do that. Gary in Austin wants 5x5. Gary, how are you?
Well, hey, Raleigh. It's great to hear all that New York radio talk that you and Andy did. I always like hearing that. And I like hearing Jean, too. I always enjoy hearing her calls. And I hope if I make to 92...
Oh, man. I don't know anybody I don't know anybody within a decade of that that sounds as youthful and fun as Jean. Just absolutely.
I know. It's amazing.
Yeah.
You know, I think, do I even want to be?
Not me. No, I'm ready to go like yesterday. But,
Yes. I can't disagree with that.
Yeah, John can attest my favorite phrase, Lord, take me. I think I've been saying that since about 9. So, you know, when I was a kid, I was cute. Now they find it alarming, you know. But
that's true.
Right, but the sentiment's absolutely the same. Yeah, so.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah. Yeah. So we're going to do 5x5, are we?
Yeah, and also I have a guess on the...
Oh, good, trivia, good. I'll take all the guesses I can get.
What's in the refrigerator?
Oh, that's great. No. But that's really good. I like that. Keep thinking along those lines, because it's certainly better than what your eyes look like or whatever. So, yes.
Yeah.
All right. So, are we ready for 5x5?
I guess so.
What game used dice and you had to roll 63 points on the first half, then straights, full house, and 3, 4, and 5 of a kind?
Yahtzee.
Absolutely right. Which war was the show MASH set?
Korean.
Yeah, absolutely. How did Susan die on Seinfeld?
Ooh. I don't know that one.
I wouldn't have either, but this must have been one hell of a show. I never actually saw it. She died licking poisonous wedding invitations. Yeah. Got to give the writers creativity for that.
Yeah, you do. You do. And to make it funny, too.
Yeah, right. So. What saloon did Miss Kitty own on Gunsmoke?
Oh. Silver Dollar.
Long Branch.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
Talk to you next week.
Okay. Talk to you.
Okay. Thanks.
Soon.
Good deal. So, All right. Now let's say goodbye to Gary, so a line can be available for you. Okay. There it is. I think I just hung up on two people accidentally. Oh well. Mark is a first-time caller, and he's in Evanston. All right, Mark. Welcome to WGN Radio.
Hey, how you doing, Raleigh?
All right. Thank you for calling. What are we working on?
I want to try the trivia and also maybe a 5x5.
Okay, go.
So, circle of friends?
No.
Or family?
No.
Or criminal record?
No.
That's all I got on that.
Okay, 5x5. You ready?
Yes.
Mayim Bialik was on Blossom, Big Bang Theory, and hosted a game show. She also is what? And we're basically talking about educational level.
No, I don't know what that is.
Oh, she's a PhD in neuroscience.
Oh, okay.
Believe it or not. So now she's got a show that deals with, like, psychic stuff on YouTube. I don't know. A cat that lives outside and is not domesticated is what kind of a cat?
A feral?
Absolutely right. What job did Bob Hartley have on the Bob Newhart show?
What job did he have?
Yeah, what was he?
A shoe salesman.
He was a psychologist, a therapist. All right. Well, that's you're not going to make 5.
No, so,
what? What? That's it.
You're not
going to
make 5.
Okay. Well, geez, I don't know what's going on with that, but we're glad to hear from Mark. I hope he will call again. Let's see. All right, we're going to do Seinfeld trivia, of course. But Mark and Aurora wants charts, so let's do that right now. We're doing 1968 charts. All right. So, Mark, welcome back to WGN Radio. Are you there? Oh, there. Now you're there.
Had some trouble getting through tonight.
Really? Like what kind of trouble?
Just had to call over and over again.
Okay, just that it was busy. All right. Well,
We don't get a busy signal when we call. We get an announcement from you that other callers have already gotten in.
Oh, all right. Well, it's a hunt group, so after
that's okay.
Yeah, after all the lines are full, then it'll go to that. All right.
It's a what group?
A hunt group. In other words, you're dialing the first number, but if someone's on the first number, it automatically goes to the second. If someone's on the first and second, it goes to the third, to the fourth, to the fifth, to the sixth, you know, like that.
So it's rotational.
Yeah, it's absolutely.
Interesting.
It'll go back to the first if there's an opening, but if all lines are full, it'll just basically say you're SOL. All right. So maybe more polite than that, but that's basically it. All right. So are we ready with the week ending June 22nd, 1968?
As ready as I'll ever be.
Mm-hmm. Number one, This Guy's in Love with You.
Herb Alpert.
Yes. Number two, MacArthur's Park.
Jimmy Webb, otherwise known as Richard Harris.
Yeah. Well,
Jimmy Webb wrote it.
Yes, he did write it, and he certainly isn't Richard Harris, but that's all right.
Number three. And he said in his songwriting book that some people called it a great rock and roll symphony and others called it an obscenity.
Yeah, I just didn't want to play it, but the fact that it was so nice and long, it was a perfect bathroom record. I don't think jockey's ever heard more than the opening bit and the closing bit. The rest of the time, we were out of there. All right, so we have now number three, Mrs.
Number
Robinson.
Three. Simon and Garfunkel.
Number four, Yummy, Yummy, Yummy.
The Ohio Express.
Yes, number five, The Look of Love.
And not Gilles Mendes.
Yes, I'm afraid
Brazil
so.
66.
Number six, Moni Moni.
May James and the Shondells.
Yes, number seven, Think.
Marisa.
Yes, Aretha Franklin is number eight. Angel of the Morning.
Whoa, was that one controversial? Mary Lee Rutt.
I just thought it was bad. All right, no, Seattle record. Number nine, Tighten Up.
Oh, Archie Bell and the Drells. And Archie Bell wasn't even in the country when it topped the chart.
Well, no, right. And the Drells were never in the session. That's the interesting part of that.
Yes.
They dubbed Archie over that. It was the Texas Tornadoes, a group from TSU, and who never got any of the credit, and they dubbed Archie over it. Yes, and when he was in the service, they shipped him off to Vietnam, and he'd say to people, "That's me," and people didn't believe it. So... Yeah, all right.
And I love those three chords that come right after and make it mellow.
Yeah.
Good jazz.
That's right, and that is the Texas Tornadoes. Yeah, then they were the Texas Tornadoes. I don't know why they weren't tornadoes. The car wasn't quite that nice. But anyway, number 10, Reach Out of the Darkness.
Ugh. Oh, yeah, Friend and Lover.
Yes, I'm afraid so. All right. Well, you got all 10, so we'll see how far you go.
Let's see how we go.
Number 11, Here Comes the Judge.
The first one would be the one that I'm not sure of.
Okay. Well, it was on the Soul label, you know, because obviously...
And
it's,
if I hear it...
It's,
and if I...
By the way, it's not Pigmeat Markham. It's the other version.
Yeah. No, if I hear it, I won't know the name of the artist.
And he did one of my all-time favorite records that Mitch Ryder screwed up, Devil with a Blue Dress.
Oh.
Yes. Shorty Long.
Oh, no, I would not have known that.
Oh, yes, Shorty Long.
Okay, at least I made it one past 10.
Yes, you did. All right, good deal. Well, thank you. Hang on, don't go away. All right, so good deal there. We have charts. You can pick any week, any year, any month, whatever you want, you pick, and we do it. All right, so now Fran and Austin's got some guesses for us. All right, Fran, you've been thinking about this. What do you think?
Medicine Cabinet.
You're a winner.
Yeah.
That's exactly it. A Spokane detective said he could tell more about subjects by looking in their medicine cabinet than by reading their diary.
That's wow.
The inside of the medicine chest. So you are a winner.
All right.
All right.
I knew I was going to win one way
That's
or another
right.
tonight, right?
Right. See, it doesn't matter that you didn't remember the lyrics to Tell Me Why. All right. So
I've redeemed myself.
You have, fully. Fully and completely. All right. Hang on. Don't
All
go
right.
away. Yes, indeed.
Thank
All right.
you.
Now, what this means is that I got to come up with another question. Well. All right. Here we go. People are more likely to do this in Nevada and least likely to do it in Alabama. Do what? Most likely in Nevada, least likely in Alabama. Do what? What are they doing? All right, so 888-876-5593. Another bumper stumper will be coming up in moments, don't you know. And then we've got 5x5 with Paul and Woodstock. We've got Seinfeld trivia with Jeff and Homewood. And Ralph, we're going to do something else. He had some guesses, but we've already had a winner. So maybe he knows our next question. We'll see on WGN Radio. WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. All right, so who are they? Yeah, 1975 on Curtum. So you know there's a Curtis Mayfield connection, but they're not from Chicago. They're actually an Oakland group. They used to be on Bula Bula. All right, I'm not making that up. All right, so we have Jeff in Homewood wants his Seinfeld trivia. So, all right, Jeff, are you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay. Seinfeld was purportedly to be a TV show about nothing, but actually that was not the case. In 2014, Jerry Seinfeld, in an interview, put the matter to rest by definitively stating what the show was really about. What was it about?
Well, you got me on this one. Let me think for a second. Okay, I give up.
It was about how a comedian obtains his material. And the interesting thing is the pitch for the show, when Larry and Jerry went to NBC in 1988, they wanted to do a show about how a comedian gets his material. The show about nothing was a joke in an episode many years later. And to this day, both Larry and Jerry are surprised that it caught on as the way people describe the show, because to them, it was actually the opposite of that. It was based on real life experiences of Seinfeld and David. And for the first seven seasons, a 23-minute show ended by Jerry doing his own stand-up routine. So that was, you know, the content was pertinent to the same episode, hence where a comedian gets his material.
All right, let me try guessing the trivia question.
Okay, so we have Nevada, most likely. Alabama, least likely. To what?
Get married.
No.
It's
probably the other way around, but I don't know. All right. Wedding chapels notwithstanding. Yes, I know. All right, well, thanks. If you think of something else, call me again.
All right, thank you.
All right, thanks. So, yes, indeed, there you have that. So we'll have Pat in Magnolia, Paul in Woodstock, Ruth has a request, and Ralph in Rockford has a question. All right, well, I doubt I have an answer, but I'll make one up coming up on WGN Radio.
Boom, 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 boom.
I'm Raleigh James. Well, there's another bumper stumper for you. And who are they? Yes, you probably heard that done by several people. But who are these? 1958. No, I won't give you a label. That would give it away. All right, but I know that Stan's going to know it when we get there anyway. Well, Pat is in Magnolia, Texas. Yes, formerly of Harwood Heights. How's it going, Pat?
It's going beautiful. How are you, love?
All right, can't complain. So here we are. We're now in our second day of summer. A little bit warm, is it?
Yeah, yesterday was the solstice, right?
Yes, absolutely. Longest day of the year. Sure did feel like it.
Yeah. You and John, you're in Arizona, right?
Yes, we are. Absolutely.
Yeah. How's the too
well,
hot there or not?
Last week in Scottsdale, it was 111, but here in Globe tonight, see, in Globe, it gets cool at night. So when I'm at the Globe studio, it's actually kind of nice because we've got elevation going with us. Well, I mean, kind of nice. It's 86 degrees while it's, you know, more like 99 in Phoenix. Humidity is 11, but here's the deal. Humidity is 11%.
That's what I was going to just ask.
Yeah, 11%.
When my wife and I moved from you know, Chicago to down here,
yeah,
you said you're going to see a lot of trees.
Yep.
It is going to be really humid.
Yep.
Boy, were you right.
I wish I wasn't. But yes.
Oh.
It could be worse. You could be in Galveston, but it's pretty bad where you are.
It is. But, you know, I every time I want to kind of complain, think, you know what? I gave my neighbor my snow shovel and I left.
Right. You see, the thing is, anytime you're going to complain, just think about January. Because it will be wonderful where you are, and people in Chicago will be suffering.
Exactly.
Yep.
And I feel bad for them. I lived there for 30, 35 years.
Where were you before that?
You know, I grew up in Detroit.
Okay.
And then I spent 2 years at school at Oklahoma State.
Okay.
And then I went to Chicago and I got married and had two kids.
Okay.
You know, the snow, the cold, the brutal. I feel for those people.
Yeah.
Their winter was not very nice last year.
No. No, and it's the luck of the draw. Some years it's okay, and other years, man, it's an onslaught.
And right now, I know that I shouldn't bitch.
Right, right.
It's a trade-off. It's a trade-off.
Of course it is. There's no perfect place I mean, people will say that San Diego is perfect, but I didn't think so. But, yeah, there really is no perfect place.
There was an electronics mentor that I had years ago.
Yeah.
He retired out to Seattle.
Uh-huh.
He said, Seattle, the temperature was perfect. But when he first moved out there, he said it rained for 23 days in a row.
Oh, it could rain for 230 days in a row, but most of the time it's not rain. It's this weird amorphous drizzle. No, I know. I did my time in Seattle. Yes, absolutely. And it's always like that, you know. But then you get like the 1 week in June where the sky is bluer than bluer has ever been, and the pine trees are just greener than green, and it's gorgeous. And then the rest of the year you suffer.
And actually, to be honest, here in Texas,
yeah,
the sky is much bluer and clearer than Chicago, middle of the country, more pollution, and the sky is much clearer, just beautiful here.
Oh yeah, now you might not be saying that in downtown Houston or downtown Dallas.
No,
where you are, it's very nice. Absolutely. So, yeah, enjoy every minute. So what else is happening?
No, that's about it. I just wanted to say hi.
I'm so glad you called. It's good to hear from you.
No, I know you're doing trivia stuff tonight.
Yes, something akin to that. Yes, yes. But, you know, Tuesday to Thursday, we talk about absolutely anything, and I'm always looking for callers.
No, it's cool. I just wanted to say hi.
Well, I'm so glad you did. So check in again soon.
All right. You
okay, thanks. Yeah. All right. So absolutely. Montgomery County, Texas checks in. Nice. So now, 888-876-5593. But I warned him. It's somewhat of a shock, but it could be worse. You know, I mean, man, that Gulf, New Orleans, Mobile, Tampa. Oh, my good God. Yeah, right. Yeah, just unbelievable. And Houston, too, really. All right. So, Paul in Woodstock, welcome to WGN Radio. Paul, are you still with me? Rumors that Paul's been against us from the start. No, actually, he's just hung up. So, all right, he wanted 5x5. Well, and that's courtesy of Laura and Lisa, who are just the best at that. All right, now, what are we doing here? Oh, Ruth has a request. Oh, she's still with us. You still with us, Ruth? No. This better not be all the phones are going away. It's just, I am not ready for that. All right, we did Seinfeld trivia with Jeff and Homewood, so we finished that. And we got Ralph in Rockford, I hope. Are you there, Ralph?
Yes, I tried to be.
Oh, thank God, yeah. Yeah, right, you're alive and breathing good. All's well.
Yeah, I'm still breathing. I don't know if I'm alive or not, but it sounds like it.
Well, if you're not, it's going to be a much better show. I can't wait for that interview.
Okay, well, it looks like the Lord took one of the famous music producers today. He was 94, and his name is Clive Davis.
Oh, yeah. He's an interesting study, that's for sure.
Yeah, that's the question I was going to ask you about, because you know so much about music. I think he discovered
I think he was like 92, because I think he was born in 32. If I'm not mistaken,
okay, that...
he was an attorney. He was on the legal staff of CBS Records. And actually, it was very interesting because, of course, the A&R department of CBS had been, Columbia especially, but had been run completely with an iron fist by Mitch Miller. And Mitch Miller refused to release a rock and roll album on Columbia. He wouldn't do it. And so 45s, yes, to some degree, but albums forbidden. On Epic, yes, but not Columbia. Well, anyway, they finally got rid of Mitch in 1965. And they brought back Goddard Lieberson, who was a wonderful man. He was British. And he came back as president of Columbia Records for a while Clive was, walking up the ladder from attorney to ultimately record president. And Clive was an interesting sort, and he did a lot of wonderful things too. I'm not meaning to put him down as far as any of that stuff goes. But you know, it, like I say, 65 Goddard was their Goddard Lieberson, and 66 they reorged it and they put Clive Davis ahead of it, put him as president, and that's what he was there for, the you know, newest generation of rock and roll, because they had some folk and some jazz, but not rock and roll. So okay, he did a hell of a job as far as that goes, but he I think he started to read his own publicity. And the mistake, really, the mistake that he made, the thing that got him fired, was the $1 million bar mitzvah for his son that he wrote off with Columbia money. And so they got rid of him, to say the least, which was, and that was 73. They fired him unceremoniously and literally for, and they said it too, for bankrolling the bar mitzvah. And so, it was interesting because even though Columbia Records fired him, Columbia Pictures immediately hired him to be a consultant for Bell, which they owned. Well, at the time, he wound up within a year founding Arista in 74. And so that was the deal. There was a secondary school honor society in New York. Davis was a member that was called Arista. So that's what he named the label after. And that was an outgrowth of Bell, you know. So he, of course, signed a lot of people there, and the rest is history. But the bar mitzvah was his undoing.
Oh, boy, that was. Well, I think the bar mitzvah is the how we Christians celebrate the First Communion. They the Jews have bar mitzvah, I think.
Well, here's the deal, though. Remember, if you have a daughter and you're wealthy, you're going to be paying for her big wedding. But if you have a son, you're not going to be paying for the wedding. So, and of course, bar mitzvahs are a little later than we got with confirmations. All right, because you're 13. That's the when you're a man at 13, and so they have the swankiest parties. Because you know, I went to junior high school in Miami Beach, so I know I went to these parties, and they were great, incredible parties. But so they're lavish, and I always thought it was, well, with a daughter they pay for the wedding, with a son they bankroll the bar mitzvah. And anyway, and you know, it's fine. He just should have used his own cash. And from what I understand, it was $1 million. I don't know on Long Island how you spend $1 million for a bar mitzvah, but I guess he figured it out. You know, Arista did very, very well, no doubt about that. And, you know, he started his own production companies and some other deals. He had a 2-year agreement with TriStar, and, you know, he did a number of other things. He left Arista in 2000, and Arista ultimately became part of Bertelsmann Music, you know, and now that's where you start to, you know, get nuts in terms of how it all went down, because BMG merged with Sony in 2004. And, you know, I mean, like everything else, just like there's, you know, 2 grocery store chains. Well, there's 3 record chains. That's it. But the interesting thing about, I thought the bar mitzvah, that he'd never top that, okay? Because that was such a story. And I was at Epic at the time. All right. So here's the deal. He topped it because he came out in 2013 as bisexual. All right. Now, this was one that I guess in his close inner circle didn't surprise anybody. But, you know, he was married to Janet for like 20 years, 4 kids and all that kind of stuff and all that. And I think he married somebody else after that. But anyway, the big thing was the coming out. He wrote a book and included it in there because he wanted that his coming out would lead to a greater understanding of bisexuality. Okay, so that was, he died, you know, in Manhattan. And I just, while we were talking, I just looked up and the obit said he died at 84, but I swear this guy was born in 1932. I remember this. But, I guess that would be 84. Yeah, okay, I'm not realizing it's 2026. Yeah, that would be, okay, so he was 84, because his birthday was April 4th, I remember that.
The NBC news that he was 94.
Yeah, no, I'm sorry, 94. It is 94. 94. He is 94. Was 94. All right, and I think it was a respiratory illness, and so I don't think it was anything else. He died at home in Manhattan. So, yeah, he was flamboyant, to say the least, and lived his life on his own terms. And
yeah, well, that's I thought maybe he gave that million to Mr. Greenspan because he made it up to 100, but he died today, too.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's interesting.
He was 100 years, and that's the kind of that reminded me a little bit of Henry Kissinger because he was 100 too when he died.
Yeah.
I hadn't
heard about Greenspan either, who was head of the Fed from 87 to 2006. And we could have long stories on him, but it's not a political show, so we won't.
No,
I could, believe me, I could talk for hours about this.
Yeah,
but
I know
we won't. Did he do America a favor? Well, we'll leave it there. He was married. He dated Barbara Walters for a while, but he married Andrea Mitchell.
Mitchell, yeah, she was a correspondent.
Right, she was like 20 years younger, and it was Ruth Bader Ginsburg who married them.
Oh, I see. Okay.
But yeah, he had some very brief marriage that was annulled, when he was very young, and then, like I say, he dated Barbara Walters, but nothing came of that, and then he married Andrea. I think that was about 84. But he'd been sick for, he had Parkinson's.
Yeah, he had Parkinson's. That's what they said on the news.
So he'd been sick. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, since we never talk about politics, I want to go back just a little bit back to music, and I wanted to tell you about quite a coincidence because Wednesday night when we talked, I remember I told you that I lived in Rockford at Albert Pick Motel.
Yes.
And I got Channel 9, you know, WGN.
Right.
And I said Dave Brubeck, you know, that was the indicative that mm-hmm. movie came on Friday night, et cetera. And then you were kind enough to play Take 5.
Right.
Yeah, and so I couldn't believe I was, after your show, I was kind of channel surfing.
Right.
How do you call it? Yeah, and so, believe it or not, then Thursday morning, I stayed on the radio because I like radio, and there came a quiz question on one of the big stations from Chicago, just as big as WGN, or maybe not quite as big, but they always have music quizzes in the morning,
uh-huh.
6:20, 7:20. And at 7:22, the question to win two tickets, believe it or not, the question was, the jazz musician Dave Brubeck is famous for playing which instrument?
Oh, jeez. So did you call?
No, because I didn't like the tickets. I could have won, you know.
Oh.
But believe it or not, they said it was piano. I thought he played several instruments.
Yeah, he did. And actually, as far as piano, that's why I like that Blue Rondo a la Turk. That's a lot of piano work in that. But he was absolutely a jazz musician. And piano was his main deal. But he was a composer and a band leader and all that kind of stuff. But if you've listened to Blue Rondo a la Turk or Unsquare Dance, you can really hear his piano chops.
Yeah, okay, well, I have another little music trivia here that I wanted to tell you fast about, and that was about Wolfman Jack.
Yes.
And as you know, he comes on WGN every Sunday morning from 2 to 5.
Yes.
And the announcer always says, don't call, because that was when Wolfman Jack was around.
Right.
You know? And that's very honest. Now, believe it or not, now there's a station here, radio station, I would say, in southern Wisconsin somewhere. I don't want to name the station because I don't want to get into trouble here. But I don't know how I should explain it. But in the morning show that they have, all of a sudden, Wolfman Jack comes on and he says he recommends this morning show.
It's called
Morning. And that is A.E., right?
Well, no, it may be, but the other thing is, remember, Wolfman Jack, when he was alive, was syndicated for many years, and he cut liners for everybody who carried his shows. So I don't know who the personality is, but if he's recommending a personality who might have been on the air when Wolfman Jack was alive, he probably kept the liners.
Yeah, okay, but here is the verification, because this same station on weekends has the oldies show there in the morning. And he, Wolfman Jack, comes on again, but this time he names the DJ who is doing that show.
Right.
And so that must be artificial intelligence.
Well, like I say, not necessarily. If the disc jockey was on the air, say in 1990 or sometime in the 80s, he might still have the liners.
Okay, well,
I have a lot of liners from people in the 70s and 80s. I don't play any of them, but you know, I do have a lot of them. So, and most of these people are all dead. So if I played one, it wouldn't be AI, it would just be an old tape.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, I was just surprised because this DJ has not been known to me, and he comes out of this area in southern Wisconsin, Milwaukee or Madison, and I was just surprised that all of a sudden.
Remember when Wolfman was first syndicating that show in the 70s. Most of the stations that ran it were, you know, I always called places like Elephant's Breath, Montana. You know, or like when Murray the K was working for me and had to cut a liner for Red Deer, Alberta. Oh, my God, he went nuts. Red Deer? There's a place called Red Deer? I said, yeah, it's a pretty big city. It's not too far from Edmonton. But anyway, so anybody who was working at those stations in the 70s, he would have gladly cut liners for them.
Yeah, okay. Well, if he had known in the 70s that this jockey or this morning show would be on the channel...
Well, see, but do they mention the call letters or do they mention just the disc jockey?
No, they just say, this is disc jockey so-and-so, and they use the phrase recycle. He recycles all the best music out of the 60s and 70s, you know, so...
Okay, but but what I'm saying is if Bob is not, Wolfman Jack, is not mentioning the call letters, then that guy could have been working at one of the stations carrying the show in 1973.
Yeah, so you exclude then AI, that AI could do this.
Well, AI could do it, but I'm saying it probably didn't.
Oh, okay, well, it sounds to me like... it sounds very much... like Wolfman Jack, but I've listened to him for a long time. I think he died in 95.
Yes, he did. But remember, if Wolfman Jack cut it in 1974, for instance, he would not sound exactly like he did in 1980, you know, or 1990. If the call letters weren't in there and just the disc jockey's name, most likely the guy had an old tape.
Oh, okay, well, I'll keep listening to it and see if I hear anything else.
It probably isn't AI because it probably isn't even worth it to him to take the time to do it. But could it be done? Absolutely, easily.
Yeah, well, okay, well, that's what I was just going to say.
Yeah.
And, I think your show is coming almost to an end now, so...
you know it is. That's absolutely right.
Yeah.
Yeah, we've blown it again. Oh, man. Well, we shouldn't have talked so long. Call me on Tuesday through Thursday when we can actually talk a while. All right, thanks.
Yeah, okay.
All right.
All right.
And we're already in commercials, which I think that means the show is over, which let me check with Adam here. Are we done, Adam?
We're done.
Okay, we're done. So now the stream is still running, so I'm going to talk to Stan on the stream because he knew all the bumpers, I am sure. So, Stan, welcome back.
Hi, Rob. Yeah, you're right. I only know about three or four of them.
Really? I thought you would have known them all.
Yeah, pretty tough this week. Yeah, real tough.
Okay.
Actually, zoom by the Collegians.
Yes, on Winley, yes.
At Winley. That's kind of like a national anthem in the greasy doo-wop group I hang around with.
Right.
We played it every week. And the first one, I'm Going to Laugh at You by the Calendars.
Right, on co-ed.
On co-ed. And then Summer Night by the Chimes, that's the flip side of Once in a While, I believe.
1960, yep.
Yeah, and then the group from Pittsburgh, I've got on Itzy's Greatest Pittsburgh.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Why Don't You Believe Me by the
The Diadems.
Diadems, yeah.
yeah.
I get the accident wrong syllable sometimes.
Yeah, well, they do too. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And that's about all I had.
Well, Bit by Bit was Merging Traffic. If I Could Only Be Sure was Nolan Porter. Juke Joint Slide was Lee Shot Williams. And The Natural Four did Heaven Right Here on Earth.
That did sound familiar.
Yeah.
Third Time Records, you said. Yeah, that had a nice sound to it.
Yeah. All right, well, always good to hear from you. Thank you.
Okay, well,
appreciate
thanks.
It. Okay, bye. All right, bye. So now on that note, we apologize to Naoto, to Marty, to Paul, who called back for 5x5. We'll do it again next Monday, of course. And then tomorrow night, 21 hours from now, we will reconvene, and if it's on your mind, it'll be on mine right here on WGN Radio.
Toad to Ruin, plus Gold Bullion Bust, and 4D Toilette. I'm Grant Marshall, 2020 News. Real news, real stories, real fun. Muscle and Toe. Totaled chaos in New York City as rock and rogue tow truck schemers are driving blitz crazy, chasing Crash Quest dummies. Some schlocky chop shop owner runs a fleet enmity outfit, according to The Gothamist, which reports the crash and churn cowboy pitches illegal tow truck drivers like this. You want to make more money and like to fight and scream, this he hollers, is your, rhymes with trucking life, rife in the crash lane. Gold Stinger. In Australia, three scam-slinging cyber crooks are charged after allegedly laundering looted loot into flashy gold bullion buys. Detectives say the fraud-fueled flim-flam funneled over $600,000 in stolen scam cash through fake firms and bogus bank business before the glittering grab got grounded by investigators. Now the accused are trading gold dreams for grim court dates. Guess their retirement plan just got heavily devalued. Better's Bathroom Blitz. Up on Tipple Shriek. Some drunkard screams like I never did flee none. At a horse racing beer drinking squalapalooza in England, they came in through the bathroom stall door. A mom and her kid, unleashing a bonkers bathroom beatdown on another woman, cops say. Fought to trot, mom caught on camera, allegedly yanking clumps of hair out of her nemesis. The cursing so constant, the soundtrack was nothing but beeps. This is their fight throng. And that's what's happening. I'm Grant Marshall, 2020 News.